WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. Hunter.
Hey, good morning. 7:36. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
I just got a text.
Yeah.
From Kiki. Apparently she's listening this morning. Kiki just messaged me. Rodgers sucks. That's me now. If you keep talking smack about Mahomes and my Chiefs, I will root against the Packers every game from here on out.
See, even your wife. You want to get laid or no?
You know, when it comes to the Packers, no. I'm fine. Go ahead, lady. Nothing gets between me and my Packers.
There's going to be a time where you got to admit that Mahomes definitely a badass.
Tell you what, if he plays for the Packers, I'll admit it in one second.
Jeez, man. Jeez. You're the worst. You're the worst. You make people cheer against the Packers. You know that?
Here's what we'll do. We'll let Mahomes have his little run with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And then when Rodgers retires, maybe a couple more rings on his fingers, we'll bring right. Mahomes over. He can see how a real football team plays it.
Okay.
I tell you who I would love to have. Andy Reid. That guy knows how to coach a football team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. He's just dangerous. Dangerous.
They showed a clip last night of him back in the day doing a punt. Was it punt, pass, and throw or something?
Punt, pass, and kick?
Punt, pass, and kick.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes to throw the ball. He throws it like 32 yards. Kind of limp wristed it out there.
Those who can't like do teach.
You're going to be a coach. Stick to the coaching.
That's right. That's right. But he crushes it, man. He crushes it.
You know who can throw the ball really far? Mahomes, way further than Aaron Rodgers can. He really can.
Oh, you say,
I don't know why you're laughing.
You say funny things, Hunter. You make me giggle. Yeah. I like it. No, that's one thing. I will stand my ground. I will bleed green and gold.
Yeah, apparently.
I will get my point out there.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Is that the only team you like?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know you can like other teams.
No, why? What's the point?
Yeah.
Why, when you have the greatest team ever, why like any other team?
What are they? 3-3.
Doesn't matter. It's an off year. It's an off year. And honestly, when you look at it, it's been really just a handful of plays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they can't have too many more off years because Rodgers is getting old.
I know. I'm worried about that. That's all right. No, he's on the Brady diet. He's going to play until he's 45.
Yeah.
Going to play until he's 45. I guarantee it.
Oh, man.
Guarantee it. And he's going to be winning Super Bowls.
With all these young athletes coming up, they're probably just going to get rid of him.
That's just... What?
You got people like Mahomes playing.
If he ever...
It's his 12th game starting. Think about that.
If his passer rating ever goes below 100, okay, maybe. But when it's at 102.7, Brady is the second closest at like 97 passer rating.
Mm-hmm.
That means he is so good at passing. You know, like back in school, when you did so well on a test, they gave you extra points?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't know that because you're a moron. That's what he is.
A little upset over there, aren't you?
I will murder you.
A little upset.
My wife's going to divorce me.
Here's what it is. I know exactly why you're upset.
What?
It's because you paid $500 to go to a Green Bay game that does not matter.
I don't think it's going to matter this year.
That sucks.
How's it taste? Unfortunately, I do that. We're going to the December 30th game against the Lions in Lambeau, and I don't think it's going to matter this year.
You're going to freeze your ass off for
nothing.
Worth it.
It's going to be worth it.
For nothing.
It'll be like my brother gets so drunk before the game, I pass out during it. It's going to be great. All right. We actually got to get to our topic. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's the best way to get unwanted guests to leave? Mm-hmm. All right. You know, the holidays are coming up. You're going to have people over. You're going to have family members over. Eventually, they got to leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to get guests to leave when you're like, all right, I've had enough. I'm done. I want my house back to myself.
How the hell are we going to get Aunt Sandy out of here?
She's
on a roll again, once again.
She's on her fifth bottle of wine.
Right. She's starting to tell stories that nobody wants to hear.
I love it. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's the best way to get unwanted guests to leave? We'll have more when we come back.
More.
Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
747. What's the best way to get unwanted guests to leave your house? You know, it's the holiday season. you got people over. Sometimes you get some extended family.
You don't like.
You know, long-lost cousins that you haven't seen in forever, yeah. And there's a reason why.
You know, fortunately with my family, we all get along.
That's good. That's good.
I've been to other Thanksgivings where it's like, yeah, you two, this guy and this guy don't really get along. Well.
What is happening?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the best way to get unwanted guests to leave your house? I don't think you're really kind of that mindset guy. You let people sleep over all the time and everything. But if there is someone you want to leave, how do you do it?
How do you get rid of them?
I got mine. And it's just something that's happened as I've gotten older.
I'll tell you what I did at one Thanksgiving that got rid of people that I didn't intend to get rid of.
Yeah.
It's not like I was trying to kick them out or get them out of there, but it happened. There's a thing called you can buy online. It's called an Eviltron. It's basically a little tiny speaker, and it's got like 3 or 4 options on it.
Oh, yeah. We've used that here in the office
and it makes
times,
a really faint noise. One of the noises is like scratching. Another noise is a baby crying. Another one is a guy just saying, hey, can you hear me? And it's very quiet.
Yeah. And just enough to creep you out.
It's got a magnet on it. So what you do is you hide this thing in random places. You can hide it pretty well because it's small.
Mm-hmm.
And it just drives people nuts.
Yeah.
It's like it's a sound in the distance, and you can't really tell where it's coming from. And it just goes off randomly. It'll go off in like 15 minutes. Sometimes it'll go off in like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Sometimes like 2 minutes.
Yep.
So it's totally random, and it drives you insane. So at a Thanksgiving, I put it under the table. I hid it. And whoever was sitting there, I think it was my aunt, my uncle. But like 3 hours in, like they're losing their minds. I swear to God, there's a crying baby in here. Where is it? Seriously, it drove them so nuts. Like, because you eat your dinner, then everybody kind of disperses, watches football, does their thing. Yep. They ended up leaving after dinner. They're I can't take this.
Did your mom go, thank you, I hate them?
No, she didn't know either. And I left it there for like 3 days, and it ended up driving my mom nuts.
You're terrible. You're a terrible man.
My mom called the cops.
Oh, my God.
The third day.
All right, so don't do this to make guests leave. This is horrible. If you do, turn it off.
All right, this one drives people insane.
What's wrong with you?
I'm a prankster, and I thought it would be funny.
You ruined the holidays. You ruined the holidays.
And I ended up having to talk to a police officer.
Here's the deal.
It was me.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. All right, so get that.
It works. It works.
Or get an actual crying baby. You can do that, too.
That works, too.
Honestly, I have just gotten to the point where I say, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
That's it. If you want people to leave, tell them you're going to bed. Nobody's going to stick around.
That's ballsy.
And the way I look at it now is.
So you tell people you go to bed, I just go to bed.
You can do that too. You can go to bed, but then people hang around. But if I want people gone, you say, hey, this has been fun. I'm going to bed. Yeah. And then you don't have to say you have to leave. That's up to them. But usually when people hear, okay, he's going to bed, we should probably head out.
All right, going to bed. And then turn the music down just a little bit.
Just a little. All right, going to bed.
Yeah.
Dude, people will get out of your house. Like that.
They can feel it.
Yeah.
They can feel like,
I think, okay, it's time.
I think we're unwanted.
But then sometimes Kiki will get mad because then she's like, well, you just left. I'm like, well, you can go to bed too. You don't got to stay up.
Right.
Nothing says we got to keep these people at our house. We fed them. We entertained them. We can tell them when to leave. That's it.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook or give us a call. What's the best way to get unwanted guests to leave? We'll be back.
God, that'll get people out of your house for Thanksgiving.
What, me singing?
Yeah, you singing.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's the best way to get unwanted guests to leave your house? WIRX, hello.
Hey, I got a great way to get rid of unwanted relatives.
Oh, yeah, how's that?
Well, first, it's a two-part deal. First, I throw in the CD player, Slayer's A Decade of Aggression, and then I put my old VHS tapes with Faces of Death on the TV.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it when you're when you have a monkey getting its brains beaten in so they can eat it.
Good God.
That'll get the people out of Thanksgiving for you.
All right. Well, that's exactly what I expected.
And if I'm in a pinch, I'll just put on a DVR game of the Green Bay Packers.
All right. All right. That's it. This phone call's over. It's over.
That's worse than Faces of Death.
All right, everyone. Yeah, make your jokes. Make your jokes.
It's because you talk about Rodgers so much that people want to bust
on
you.
Well, you know what? The people that come to my house that are invited are Packers fans. That's why I don't invite you over. Oh, we got some great comments on Facebook. Carly Ann said, fake falling asleep. Always good.
Fake falling asleep.
I think he's asleep.
I got a question for you. How many times have you during Thanksgiving snuck off with Kiki and went to like a guest bedroom?
She doesn't do that.
No?
No. I've tried hundreds of times.
Yeah?
Yeah. Every time we go down to Missouri to her folks' house, I never get any.
It's like everybody's at the dinner table eating food.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be walking around.
No.
Kiki, she won't do it. Hey, Kiki, come on. You like nudging her underneath the table. Yeah. It's like, Bronx, stop.
Yeah, quit. You're going to be a pervert. Stop.
I'm hungry.
I'm full. I just ate a bunch of turkey.
The grandma says something. Hey, you guys all right over there? Yeah, Brock just wants to go have sex in the guest bed. Shut up.
Quiet. Grandma's going to think I'm a perv.
She already does.
Yeah, she does.
That's where you got it from.
Yes, yes. You old dirty perv, Grandma. All right, there's a lot of great ways. You can comment on Facebook. We got all sorts of good ones. A couple people are taking... Our favorite little troll, Brian's advice.
Yeah.
Like Eric, play 107.1 on the radio for him. Nate said, set the house on fire. I don't recommend that. Hunter, you tried that once.
It works.
It's a lot of cleanup.
Definitely works. But
a lot
of
cleanup. Cody said, start talking about politics.
Oh, man. That depends.
Here's let me tell you why I support.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
That'll do it.
That'll get me to leave.
Shane said, naked grandma. That'll do it.
Naked grandma.
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 Just flopping around.
Hey, Grandma, what are you doing?
Could you get me a warm glass of milk?
Yeah,
you put your top back on.
Grandma, your robe's open.
All right. Oh, no. God.
It's drafty in here. Oh, God.
It is, isn't it?
All right, we'll be back.
Rock 107.